77, the River City's new classic rock. There goes Journey, Dog and Joe Show, 766-9370. Every now and again, I try not to get sucked into this. I try not to be a sucker for these. But every now and again, one of these Facebook memes, it'll get me. One got me last night, and it goes like this. Without saying your age, what is something you remember from your childhood that a younger person wouldn't get or know? 766-9370. Without saying your age, what is something that you remember from your childhood that a younger person just could not understand? 766-9370. Dana, I'm going to ask you to play along. You're only 28. Mm-hmm. How young would we have to go for something that a kid younger than you wouldn't understand? What things could you come up with?
I'm trying to think. The first one that came to mind, like, I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but drinking out of the hose, potentially.
Okay.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that Joe and I and a lot of kids our age did, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think that kids these days really do that.
Well, no, it's dirty. It's dangerous.
Yes.
You know, it tastes like rubber, and it's not in a bottle. It
tastes amazing. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, they're very good. I love hose water.
I do, too.
And then that metal, the
yeah.
end on it, you turn it on just enough so it just kind of bubbles over so you can kind of go, you kind of drink it like that.
Especially if you're the kind of dad that just throws the hose down and gets a little dirt in the end of it, then you get some protein with your with
oh,
the
yeah.
water.
Oh, yeah. Drive over it with the car tire.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Give it some rubber.
Really
actually.
Love that.
Let me try this, Dana. Dana,
yeah.
Do you know what a bell beefer is?
I only know about it because of this show, and that's the only reason why. Otherwise, I would have no idea.
Bell beefer.
Yeah.
Joe, we've talked about the bell beefer for years and years.
Dog misses this thing so badly.
I love the bell beefer. This is something that only a kid my age could know.
Uh-huh.
No one younger than me would know this. Bell beefer. Basically, take a Taco Bell taco, dump everything that comes in that shell on a bun, and there's your bell beefer.
Make a sandwich out of it.
That's all it was. It was a sloppy Joe, if you will, done Mexican style.
Yeah.
I'll get this started since Danny's having a tough time and she's on the phone. I know who shot JR. I know where the beef is. I used to call popcorn. And I'm going to drop the hammer, Sacramento style, Captain Mitch.
You Captain told me about Mitch. This guy before, but I forget who he is.
Yeah. Captain Mitch used to come on Fox 40, KXTL back in the day. It wasn't even Fox 40. It was just KXTL 40 back in the day. And Captain Mitch would sit down. He had his captain hat on. The kids would come around, and they'd sit in the studio, and he'd tell stories. He'd have people come in, and they might cook stuff or whatever. And Captain Mitch, he'd have all the kids there. And you'd watch Captain Mitch before you went to school. Captain Mitch, hell of a sailor, old Captain Mitch. Pachinko machines.
God, you've got so many of them. You just miss the past, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You really wish you could go back there.
Yeah. Do you know what a pachinko machine is?
No.
No, I don't either.
Google that, Daddy. You got to see this. It basically, and I think they're Japanese. I'm not sure. But it was a tabletop machine, kind of like a pinball game, but it had all kinds of different nails or rails in it. It played a little bit differently. But you would shoot the ball or balls through to land on different spots of the board, and you'd collect the score that way.
Oh, okay. I've played something similar, but not this.
Have you ever seen a pachinko machine?
Never seen it. Yeah.
You missed this thing.
Yeah, kids, when I was growing up, they had these things. They'd be in the garage all the time, pachinko machines.
Oh, yeah, I had one.
And I'll drop one more before we go to the phone. I always, always wanted to have a beard, either the Regal Beagle or the Boar's Nest. That dream never came true. 766-9370. Without saying your age, what's something you remember from your childhood that a younger person could not understand? Let's go to Alan. Alan, welcome. See, I dropped some bombs on you. I want to see if you could outdo mine.
Oh, you really thought about this one a little bit, didn't you?
Oh, I keep going. Hey, what about this? Missing kids on the back of milk cartons.
That doesn't happen anymore at all, does
no,
it?
There was no Amber Alert back then. I mean, if a kid went missing, his face was on a milk carton. Alan, what do you got?
Well, without saying my age, it would be the 8-track player.
Yeah, I'll put you. What are you, Alan? You about 55?
Yeah, 1 year younger than that.
You 54?
Yep.
Okay, fair enough. Hey, I'll tell you this. My first cool car purchase, 1983 Ford Mustang GT, had an 8-track player in it.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, it came with an 8-track
player.
Which
was bizarre, because by 83...
Well, no, 83, that's when people started buying the damn adapter. because people still had 8-track players, so they'd buy the cassette to 8-track adapter. You put your cassette in it, and boom.
I've never seen one of those.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, you had to put your cassette in the 8-track adapter. You shove that sucker in, you played it through your 8-track.
Oh, I've never seen one of them, man.
Yeah, you betcha. Let's go to Andy. Andy, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Andy.
So I'm thinking most young kids aren't going to know what a payphone is.
Yeah, I've long protested.
That's true.
And petitioned to bring payphones back. I drive around and I'm still baffled why we don't have payphones anymore. It's stupid. Your phone dies. You don't have the cord with you. Something happens. You need a payphone.
I understand not having one outside every single convenience store and gas station and on every corner like they used to be, but within a mile radius of each other so you can at least make a call if you need to.
You need them.
Yeah.
You got to have a payphone. And again, are you going back to the 25-cent days or when it was a dime?
25. I'm only 41, so.
Oh, yeah. Kids these days. You know, there was a day when they were a dime. You throw a dime in there, boom,
yeah.
You were calling. What's going on, Scott?
Yeah. How you doing?
Hi, Scott.
Hey, similar to the guy with the 8-track, I was riding with my daughter in my Jeep, and she pointed to the cassette player and was like, "What is that?" And I explained it plays music, and she just couldn't understand and wrap her mind around the fact that it didn't play video. Like, you know, why would you have a cassette that is just audio?
Well, why didn't you get a cassette out and pop one in to show her?
I hadn't used it in years.
Yeah, it pops up in there, see if it still works.
Have you guys ever seen the videos that'll run on Facebook or YouTube or whatever where they'll have kids probably like between the ages of 6 and, I don't know, 10?
Yeah.
And they give them a Walkman.
Yeah.
And a tape, and they don't tell them how to use it or what to
they
do with it.
They just set it in front of them.
Yeah. And then they turn on, they're like, oh, well, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. You know?
Like, they have no idea what it is.
They look at it, they're like, what is this cassette? And they don't know what the player is.
I guess this goes in here like this, and then play, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, it's like totally shocking to them.
Well, think about it if you hadn't seen one.
I know.
You're like, what is this hunk of crap? What is this?
Why was it so heavy and thick?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, my car, my car right now, my 98 Mustang, it's got a cassette player in it.
Does it really?
It's got a cassette. Below it's got CD.
Oh, well, I had a different stereo in the 96 Blazer when I had it, but I guess it would have had a cassette player in it, too.
Yeah, factory. Came with a cassette and a CD. Let's go to Dave. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hands free, please.
Well, yes, you are never.
My favorite toy when I was little was a Verdi Bird. It's basically a little helicopter, and it picked up a little spaceman and a little capsule, but it was hooked to a wire.
Hey,
not like the fancy things.
I had one of these, and you would sit down, and that's all it was, is you could lower it or lift it and give it speed, and you would try to pick up or avoid obstacles, and it came with a little plastic mat that looked like a construction site or a medical site, and you would try to pick up these different things with the helicopter rails, if you will.
Yeah, and it was the greatest toy ever.
So let me ask you.
I didn't have one of those.
Do you remember these? I want to know how many guys or girls out there remember these. This looked like a red flashlight, and I think you put 4 double D or D batteries in it, and it had a wire, and you would have to go to the park because a plane or a helicopter would be at the end of like this 30-foot wire. And it just looked like a red flashlight with batteries, and you'd hit the button, and you had to kind of swing it to get it going, but once it took flight, it'd go, and you just, all you did is went like this with your arm. I'm like a cowboy with a rope right now. And this thing would go up and down, and it flew on a string.
No, I missed out on both of those cool toys.
What about this one? What about the rockets, the clear plastic rockets that you'd pump up with air and water?
Yep, I remember those.
You remember those? You juice them up with air, and then you give them with water, and you go, they shoot up with, yeah, those were cool. Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome.
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
Hands free.
Yes, Timothy! You are, man. Welcome.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Hey, I remember filling my car up with regular gas, not unleaded.
Yeah, yeah, back in the day, old regular gas.
Or
not
cars
unleaded.
That took regular. So when you pull into a station that didn't have it, you'd have to do a lead additive.
What about when you pulled in and you heard the ding, ding, ding? Do you remember full serve, self serve?
The little hose that would string across.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that little ding would go off to tell the attendant in there, hey, come out and do my windshield, check my oil, fill up my gas. Full serve, self serve. That's a day.
Didn't you tell me that in Oregon, it's all full serve?
Yeah, you can't touch a nozzle in Oregon. If you grab the gas pump, they'll come out with sticks and they beat you. You go to jail.
Are there any other states offhand that you know of? I've never even heard of anything like that. I found that so bizarre when you said that.
I don't know of any other states that don't allow you to pump your own gas. And the deal is because back in like the 20s or 30s, someone came in and there was some horrific fire that blew up and blah, blah. The reason they do it is for the economy. It gives all these snot-nosed kids that can't do anything else a job.
Right.
It's an entry-level job, but mainly because it's wet. You know, and you're sliding around, there's accidents. It was a safety thing at first, then they found out it contributed to jobs. Now you show up and all the kids, what do they do when you go to get gas in Oregon? They're all hanging out back smoking cigarettes.
Are they? No one's even out there ready to go?
Oh, they smoke at the gas station. They're smoking. You know, everyone's like, oh my God, you're smoking. It's ridiculous. And they come out, and that's what the Oregon Trail is in Oregon. It's when you pump gas, and the gas gimps, as I always called them, they always take the nozzle out lazily, and the gas drips down the side of your car. That's the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Awful. Let's go
to
Mark.
I do that to myself. I give myself my own Oregon Trail.
Yeah, like Oregon. Like different Oregon. O-R-G-A-N.
Hello?
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey. Hey, guys. I, too, am a former meth lab employee.
Oh, all right.
Wow, welcome.
Yeah.
Well, enough about my crutch. Anyhow, so the first thing that came to mind was a phone with a cord attached to it that at the maximum, you can only go like 10 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Corded phones.
Corded rotary phone on the wall. And I don't know if you had a dad like my dad, he would get pissed if that cord got twisted.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go in there and he'd always, you guys twist the phone cord up again? It's a cord. It's coiled. Untwist it if you want it perfect. It was stupid. He'd get so mad that cord had to remain untwisted.
Well, if you have a little OCD or something like that, you can't. It's like my headphones. We had the same thing on here. I will go berserko if one of them gets out of whack.
Yeah, that was insane. Yeah, but remember though, you'd call and you could only walk like over here. And you only had about 20 feet. You'd go to Radio Shack though, and you get the 40-footer. You could walk out in the garage.
Yep.
You know, you could talk all over.
And then when we got the first set of cordless phones, you were like, "Oh, I am big time." You had to pull the antenna out of the top of it.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Big old Panasonic. Wait, 60. Oh, remember the Walkman phones? They could float in the pool.
Yeah.
Welcome, Ron. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Ron.
First time caller of the greatest show on earth.
Oh, Ron! Ron is
welcome. Thank you,
how
Ron.
Are you, man?
How about the high beam push button on the floor of your car?
Oh, the big steel knob on the left-hand side.
My dune buggy still has one.
Do you use it?
Yeah, my dune buggy's got one.
That is so awesome because you're driving, and it just, I don't know, it made you feel like you were doing more. It was like, clunk.
Well, it's easier. You don't have to take a hand on it. I mean, you got to kind of reach out for it. If you don't have two hands on the wheel when you're driving, you've constantly got to keep it up there if you're in an area.
What happens if you want to signal to the left and you want to hit your high beams nowadays? Because usually the high beams are on the blinker on that same
level. You push it forward or pull it back now.
Yeah, back then in the day, you just go, pa-poonk, you just hit that thing. Made you feel like God.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it was certainly a lot easier.
Julie, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Julie.
How about Stretch Armstrong or the Hulk?
Now, we've talked about this one before.
Yeah, Joe didn't have Stretch Armstrong. You had his nemesis brother.
Yeah, I had his green nemesis. It was like that green lizard man thing.
I don't really remember the green thing as much. You've shown me pictures. I just remember Stretch. You know, and all the kids went, hey, what makes him stretchy? And they'd cut them all up, and he was broken.
Uh-huh. That was a great toy. I love that toy.
Let's go to one more. Then we got to take off because Monica Lowe's coming in 10 at 10. Sean, hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, how about old TVs like black and whites with the little knobs on it without remote controls?
Oh, yeah. Rabbit ears. They had the round antenna or the two Vs that came out. My first TV was like a 13-inch Zenith black and white.
Same for me. I wonder if anyone still has black and white TVs.
And we always had aluminum foil for an antenna.
Yeah, or a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Or a coat hanger.
Hey, what about, too, when you got fancy and your mom and dad upgraded? They got one of those there, Curtis Mathis, with the wood console. Whoa, baby. Right.
Big Stan just got rid of that about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Hey.
Still had his old Sony big wood, it looked like a piece of furniture.
It was furniture. Yeah, they didn't make TVs. It was furniture. Now they got all this newfangled stuff you hang on the wall, and wow. So if you can't guess our age by that conversation, I don't know what you can. The kids are driving around like, what? Dog and Joe speaking Chinese? What's this language? What happened? Is there a format change?
What are these guys even talking about?
Yeah, we'll post this up on 93.7theriver.com and the social pages. Monica Lowe, 10 at 10. She's coming in next. Get on. Vote for Tuesday. Join us for the after show today and all the other stuff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us, man. Talk to you soon. Play nice.
Dog and Joe.